Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers, and what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Just a fun day for the staff. It's nothing that big, but they're doing Jersey Thursday.
That's big.
Doing Jersey Thursday, and Shin Daddy's favorite team is what?
The Dolphins.
The Dolphins. So they're, everyone's wearing Dolphins jerseys today.
Nice.
Yeah, Shin Daddy is wearing Don Strock. They got David Woodley, Jim Kick, Paul Warfield, Nick Bonacani, Gary Premium.
Better
and
times.
So better times.
You
so
mean better times?
Better times. He's going back to, you know, 70s, 80s Dolphins.
I don't remember Woodley. Woodley
took him to the Super Bowl.
Miami has a Dolphin.
On a loop. Loop it.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Like no one's ever seen. We're in the air. We're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl. Because we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, River. Miami Dolphins.
For you, Shin Daddy. On a loop today at the pen.
On the loop.
That's like
imagine
torture.
That looping when you came in.
It's like torture.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be torture, actually.
Is that a Jim Kick jersey you're wearing?
Turn that down, please, Jim.
You can't start
you
on the
can't
loop.
Turn it down. Loop it up.
I can't hear you.
Get a photo of Garrow, your premium in the 70s. It's incredible. He's bald and just it's hair around the and then incredible sideburns.
Yeah. He wasn't totally bald.
No, not totally bald.
Just on top. He had this. The crown.
Just the crown.
Or whatever you call that.
Yeah, so they have a lot of dolphins. So jerseys will be worn today.
And so that will be playing in the background.
Have a fun day. And that song playing in the background
that
entire time.
That would be torture after about,
about
2 minutes. 2 minutes would be torture.
I'll send the latest Shin Daddy, please. I've heard that over 4,000 times.
His workers will boycott.
They would.
Make it stop.
Make it stop.
So Dolphins jerseys from the 70s.
From the 70s, love yes. It. 70s and 80s today.
Woodley.
Yeah. Yes. Took him to the Super Bowl.
We got a picture. There was a legitimate jersey day at Seward Middle School yesterday.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
And someone said, this poor guy's in for a miserable sports lifetime. It's a Dan Marino jersey of a kid in middle school at Seward. Oh, I do feel bad for that kid.
That'd be fun. We never wore, this didn't happen in our age, Jake. Me and Steve never wore jerseys, like with their name on us. I never wore
them. When did that start?
I had an Earl Campbell, it was more of a shirt type jersey, but it didn't have his name on or anything. It was just number 34.
I don't think
and
we
so
did.
There wasn't, you didn't wear jerseys. That just wasn't
so.
A deal.
No, I don't think so.
Someone help us out. I had, when I was a kid, definitely jerseys. So it was a thing in the 90s for sure. But is it the 80s that started, the 70s?
I don't know.
We had those
wasn't
jackets.
The 70s, you said.
Remember the jackets? So you had starters jackets. And like I had a Raiders. You know, I had that Raiders one where it was like the silver. like almost plastic arms.
Yes, no, the plastic arms are incredible.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Bill would know what I'm talking about. And I had a Raiders one I was very proud of. But it was woolish here, like on the torso, but plastic arms. You know what I'm talking about?
I wore
And there's a patch right here.
Oh, sweet patch. I had my Houston Oilers hat that I wore every day for like 6 years. And it just turned, it was like a napkin is what it turned into. It was like a napkin. It was just so
beat up. How old were you?
What's that? I wore that from seventh grade until like junior year in high school.
Nice.
Every day to school I wore. Because it also doubled as my hair former. So I wore it to kind of form my hair.
Yep, I know exactly what
you had to have a hair former on like that. Yep. And then Maureen Winkie threw it away. She was the home ec teacher. Threw it away.
She threw it away.
Couldn't take it anymore.
She threw it away.
Couldn't take it anymore.
Maureen Winkie.
Threw it away. Yeah. My home ec teacher. Threw it away.
That home ec was... Yeah. Critical in our lives.
Oh, yeah. Did you take home ec? I did.
Oh, God, yes.
It's great. Baked cookies. Learned what kind of beef, what kind of cuts are. I had big books.
God, our teacher taught us, Bill, that you're to avoid hair loss, when you shampoo, to dig your fingers into your scalp.
Whoa, this is deep.
Wow.
And I did it for many years.
Did you?
And it didn't work.
Didn't work.
No.
Who was your teacher?
Oh, Wobig, Mrs. Wobig.
I wonder if her and Maureen ever went to like some sort of a conference together.
Yeah, like a teacher's conference.
It was just for home ec. It was just amazing. You walk in there and there was a room with had ovens in it.
Yep.
It was
and they teach you things.
And they would teach you things like that. It was
the thing, how to live.
How to live.
Yeah, and she
home economics.
I always remember that you're supposed to dig your. And I did it.
Did you tell her that you did it?
It seems like I met her one time and maybe have told her. Subsequently, she was great.
How was her hair? Was she have good hair?
She's a woman. I mean,
that doesn't mean anything.
She's a woman.
I've seen some women with bad hair.
No, she had great hair.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So it worked for
Mrs. Wolbig was, yes. Yeah,
okay. I'd love to have had that hat back. Yeah. Threw it away my junior year.
Shim from Hallam says, do you guys remember the NFL clothing kit you could get with the coat, gloves, and stocking cap? Those were the best.
100%.
Here's the thing also. Okay. Everyone had a stocking cap of an NFL team.
100%.
Every kid in school, if you came in a little blustery out, everyone had their stocking cap off of their team.
I think those were mittens you got, too.
I think they were mittens, whatever.
They were mittens, I think.
We used them as boxing gloves in our house. Not good, by the way. There's no padding.
No padding. Thick, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but everyone wore a stocking cap, Jake. That was standard issue.
100%.
Yeah, if you went into
Raiders.
If you saw a bunch of
Oilers,
Raiders, a bunch of fifth graders walk into the mall, they all had them on. Yeah. Everyone had them on, Jake. Yep. It was better times.
And sometimes a ball would come off. You'd still wear it.
Still wear it, yes. And you had the big ball on the top. Absolutely.
But oftentimes it'd come off.
Yes.
But you'd still...
That did not end it. Yes. No. That was not the end all.
Paul on YouTube says, I had a Steve Largent jersey when I was a kid. I wore it till it fell apart.
Nice.
I think it's number 80,
Steve
I believe, right?
Steve Largent.
Number 80. Is that correct?
God, there's a name.
There's a great name right
Jim
there.
Jim Zorn,
a quarterback, the left-hander, wheeling that ball. Damn. Oh, better times.
Better times.
JDJ says, I wore a Fran Tarkenton jersey in 1976 every other day. It wore out quickly.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Also, it was every pretty standard day. For me to wear... A shirt/jersey more than one time a week. That was not also now you're like going, you wore that last month, you know.
Yeah.
No, I wore it like every two or three days. He's right. It'd be like going, I wore it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Would you wear the same shirt? My mom was a wizard with the washing machine. when you got home, things were done, folded back in your drawer like that. And I was like, where's my Oilers jersey? Where's my Earl Campbell jersey at?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple, online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Dang. God dang. This better is better times.
Better times.
Let's just keep talking about the
Starter
70s.
Jackets, of course. Those are good.
Starter jackets were amazing.
The 90s, right? They have those in the 70s?
Yes.
I remember they're very big in the
80s for sure. I had a Celtics
massive,
jacket.
Yeah. Big jackets.
Well, my Celtics jacket wasn't massive. It was very shiny. And I wore it all the time. But it was, I thought I was Larry Bird. I mean, I pretended I was Larry.
Really?
Wow.
Should be a wonderful day at the bank today.
Yeah.
Jersey Thursday.
This is in Creighton.
In Creighton. You'll see this.
Gary, your premier. Dolphins people.
play the song one more time, Jake.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, of course you would.
Just loop it. Yeah. How about the Woo! Snare drum leading him in?
Miami has a Dolphin. The greatest football team. We drink the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
Oh, it's beautiful. Goal to goal.
We're always in control.
And when you say Miami, you're talking to the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one.
That is something.
On a loop for 8 hours today at Creighton
Bay.
That's
pushing it now.
Is the passion the same? Because I told you, the passion at our age, Jake, at that young age, was so incredible. I mean, it was just, I mean, you were so into your team. It was, I mean, like I told
you,
Doug Blair would meet me at the bus stop. If the Redskins won, and
you're talking middle school or high school here,
this would be elementary
school.
Well, it carried through middle school too. He would meet me, and if they had lost, and the Redskins had won, it was pure torture.
It's hell.
He would meet me at the, and I'd see him. We'd pull up, and I'd see there's Doug waiting for me.
Oh boy!
And then vice versa, Doug wouldn't be there if the Oilers won and the Redskins. Yeah. I would watch. I would be more excited if the Redskins lost and the Oilers winning, because Doug, the it was so. Strong, the passion.
Is he obnoxious?
He's obnoxious. He was obnoxious. His name was Grizzly Bear, and he was stout.
He was obnoxious.
He was obnoxious.
How about those Oilers, Bill?
Oh yeah. Oh, he couldn't wait to get in my face, and he would give. Oh yeah, he'd get right in my face, and it was so. Oh,
that was demented.
That was pretty demented. That was
okay.
Quite a sound there.
Let's get back to heart. Let's talk about heart again.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring hour two. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Rocco Spindler, Nebraska's starting right guard, right? Zip right guard?
Yes, Rocco right.
Okay.
Well, I like it. That's how you go with that, Rocco
Litovsky
right.
Left.
Yes. Was very short, but pointed on, was it Monday or Tuesday he spoke? Spoke
that
this
would
week.
Have been Tuesday.
He said the message going forward for Nebraska offensively is kill or be killed. They weren't physical enough against Michigan. 7 sacks allowed, course, that was just a disappointing showing for Nebraska. My question is, and people have been asking this on social media, is can a team change their physicality level during the season? Nebraska, again, the first three games, even Cincinnati, I don't think it was a problem with physicality in that game.
No, it wasn't.
Against a good Big 12 team. Against Michigan, it was a problem. But can you, in the bye week, certainly, suddenly just change the way you operate as a program?
Oh, well, there's 100% truth. You're either getting better or getting worse. You're one of the two. So to get better, yes. Can you get in better improvement? Yes. What will help in this is that Michigan State can't rush the passer.
They don't.
They don't rush the passer very well.
They don't defend in that back end very well either. They don't. Yeah. They don't.
Yeah.
They're not very good defensively. Now, change the way you are as a program? No, that's extreme. I mean, there's things you change, but I don't think you just, all right, we're changing everything. This one loss.
Can you be more physical, though? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Can you just change your physicality? I don't know if that's something feasible.
Yeah, I think that to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, to an extent. All of a sudden, if there's a running back, whoever a running back is at this time in their career, it's kind of who you are. Mm-hmm. And so you say, also, I'm going to be a much more physical running back. It's kind of like if you want all that, recruit it. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to change. It's not going to be like an epic change, but you can have some different things to get better. Yes, you're always going to have a chance to get better and change that. And so the part of it is like that in the run game is like that. What are they committed to? Because you're not going to get a whole lot more physical in the run game if the numbers are still low, as far as per attempt, per number of attempts per game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change a lot.
I'm probably guilty of overreacting to that loss, including the offensive line commentary. I have to check myself. It's one game. It's not. It wasn't a good game for the tackles mainly. So I'm being careful. This team has done a lot of good things this year, and we never talk about that. They've cleaned up a lot. They're not a heavily penalized team.
True.
They don't make a lot of stupid mistakes that you watch the game and go, what is that? What are you doing? We did that a lot here for a lot of years. They're better. They're much better on special teams. They're just not, I think that there's obvious progress, but they're just not. It's not perfect, so we're always kind of crabbing about something. But the offensive line had a bad game. The tackles had a bad game. It doesn't mean they're bad.
Agreed.
That we'll see how it is going forward. But they do happen to catch a team that hasn't rushed the passer well. They haven't been good in the back end. They've given up a lot of yards passing. It's a good matchup for Nebraska that way if the wind's not blowing 40 miles an hour, which it might be.
Per Ken Shimmick yesterday, he said the update is 30 to 40 miles consistently throughout the game.
That's going to be a weird day.
30
then.
To 40
it's a weird day. That's high winds.
That's weird
and,
day,
and too. It's just weird, in the stadium. It's just more of a swirl type of thing, so it will affect
like
some
Rutgers
things.
Last year was weird like that. That game was weird.
Oh, that's right.
It was weird.
Early October.
Yeah, it was blowing. It was really windy. Yeah,
It was hot and windy that day.
Hot and windy. I don't know if it was 40 miles an hour, but Shiano says it was the strangest game he's ever been part of. I don't know if it'll be exactly. I don't know if it was blowing 40 miles an hour last year. I don't know about that. And we'll see if that's the case. But I don't know. How does that affect the passer? Affects him a lot, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, in the stadium, it's just a little bit different. If you're throwing a slant route. It's not like, oh, man, we can't do that into the wind. Yeah, you can. Where it affects you more is with the wind. Balls sail. Balls will sail with the wind. You'll have shots down the field, whatever it is like that, and you'll see. I threw it normal, and it sailed on.
You can literally see the ball sail. Yeah. You can.
So, honestly, with the wind, you'll probably see more missed throws than into the wind.
Yeah. It's same for both. Childs is going to have to throw. I mean, it's not just a Nebraska issue. But anyway, we'll see on the line. Those guys are prideful.
That game last year, you mentioned the Rutgers game, it was 14-7. It was a low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if you can say that's because the winners, because it was just a weirdly played football game, but it was a low-scoring game last year.
So Shimmick's saying 30 to 40.
I'll pull up his tweet
what
from last
a
night.
Shimmick.
Friend of the show, Ken Shimmick.
A true friend of the show.
What a weird day that's going to be if it's like that. Think about it.
He's saying, this is from yesterday from Ken Shimmick. Look at his own personal Twitter page. He says, how about an early peek at the forecast for the Saturday? He says, Look for warm and windy conditions for most of the day with temps in the mid to upper 80s and south winds 30 to 40 miles per hour during the game. 30 to 40 mile per hour winds per Ken Shimmick.
No rain in there?
I don't see any rain. Nope, no rain.
Huh. Kickoffs will be interesting.
Yeah.
There'll be some difference with that.
Punts?
Kickoffs, yeah.
Punts?
All those things, yeah.
All that stuff. Anytime the ball's in the air, which has got to be for Nebraska.
There'll be a lot of balls in
goals.
The air.
Field, yeah. God, odd. It's going to be an odd day. I don't like that weather. But whatever. It is what it is. Deal with it. Dylan can handle it.
Great day to tailgate.
Is it?
Things are going to be blowing away.
Maybe it's
away.
Not. High winds.
It's going to be blowing away.
How does that affect tailgate?
You better have everything staked down in your tent.
There's something to
that. Sandbags out there.
You have those tents.
Those tents can catch you. That can catch them. Yeah, that will be something.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, if you're just walking, and boom, you see a tent whipping by you.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Tents are going to fly this week. Not all of them, but the ones that didn't bring their sandbags. Thanks.
Better bag
or get
it up.
Staked down.
Yep.
Watch out for those.
Very odd. Very odd.
So thanks to Ken Shimmick for his weather report.
Yeah.
30 to 40 mile per hour winds possible on Saturday.
I don't know what to make of that.
Also, Reggie Roby jerseys also.
Okay.
Reggie like Roby.
Great Dolphins
was
punter.
Was that 70s? Was that 70s?
That's 80s.
Did he go to Iowa?
Reggie? Iowa. He's an Iowa punter. Yes.
Boom.
More known for his Dolphins years than Iowa years, of course. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break.
The Thrills. The